We continue our learning of the Nishmas Davi b'Menachos Shemicham Yaakov b'Pirchav Zeloyo. We are in Kalim Perachav Beis Mishnah Beis Hashulchan Shenitla Achas Merag Laftor. You have a table with three legs. One of the legs was removed, broke off. So now it's not fit to be used as a table. Bar Tanura says Delo Chazi L'Shulchan. It's not fit as a table. Sheharei Eino Ro'i L'Cholav. You can't eat on it anymore. So Torah. So it's not Mekabel Tuma. Nitla Shniya. A second out of the three legs comes off. Also Torah. Obvious. But Nitla Hashlishus. Interestingly, if the third leg falls off, and now all you have is this table, which is now like a tray, Tamei, it's susceptible to Tumah, k'sheyachshov alav. Says the Tanakhama, you have a machshava, you have, a person has in mind, and to designate this now as a table, to use it as a tray, sit on the floor, use it as a tray, so it's mekabel Tumah. Rabbi Yossi Omer, ain tzarech machshava. You don't need machshava at all. The fact that it's you can use it as a tray, you don't need a machshava to use it as a tray. The mere fact that you have all three legs fall off, automatically, it's mekabel tuma once again. V'chein adulfiki. And the same thing is true when it comes to the dulfiki. This was the serving table where you put the platters and the cups and things like that, the drinks, before they're brought to the table. Same thing would apply to this as well regarding the legs falling off. Perek. Chav Beis Mishnah Gimel. Safsol, Shenital Echad Meirashav Tahor. Now we're dealing with a bench, a wooden bench, wooden chairs, we'll discuss as well. So if you have one of the legs of a safsol of a bench falls off, so then Tahor, it's not Mekabel Tumah. You can't sit on it anymore as a bench. Nital Hasheni, certainly Tahor. And if the second one falls off, it's going to be Tahor as well. Now it's flat, no different than you are then sitting on the ground. Bar Tanur explains this. V'lo dami l'shulchan, k'shenitilu shalosh r'or glov tamei. When it came to the table, all three legs fall off. Now it's a tray. You can use it as a table. Once again, it's Mekabel Tumah. No, disafsol, shenishbu shnei roshav. If both ends, both legs of the bench, either end, both ends now fall off, lo chazi l'shiv's not fit for sitting. You'll say, what do you mean? I can sit on it on the ground. Shai yoshev alof, ki yoshev al gabe karka. Sitting on that is like sitting on the ground. Doesn't really help you at all. So therefore, the safsol is not Mekabel Tumah. But the Mishnah says, im yesh bo gova tefach tameh, if the height of the seat, the thickness of the seat is at least the tefach, so then it's mekabel tuma once again, once the second leg falls off, because it is fit for sitting. Bar Tanura says, t'hadaf ha'av, the very thick section of the of this seat, as long as it's a tefach or more, chazi l'yeshiva is fit for sitting on. Then the Mishnah says, shraf raf, Shenital Echon Merashav Tameh. Here's a footstool. So one of the legs of the footstool falls off, says the Mishnah, it's still Mekabel Tumah, because if you're using it to lean your legs on, even though it's now on an angle, on a slope, you can still put your legs up on the higher side, so it's still Mekabel Tumah. V'chein HaKisei Shelifnei Katedra. Same thing, if you have these fancy chairs, and there's a little step stool that you use as well in front of that, so that can be used as well. If one of the legs fall off, once again, a person could put their legs on that, and therefore it is, it's Mekabel Tumah the way it is. One important difference between the safsal, the bench in our Mishnah, and the table in the previous Mishnah, is that when it came to the table, when all three legs fell off, so we said, according to the Tanakhama, you need to designate, you need a machshava to use it as a tray, and to use it as a table now, the way it is without the legs, and then it's Mekabel Tumah. Rabbi Yossi did not require that, but the Tanakhama did require that. There is no mention of that in our Mishnah regarding the bench that's a tefach or more thick, where we said it's Mekabel Tumah when both legs fall off, because I can use it the way it is. It doesn't say eating the machshava. Why not? So the Mefarshim explain, because when it comes to a table, to use it as a tray, it's not so easy to use it as it was to use as a table. So without a machshava, you may say, come on, it's not a table anymore. What's the point? I could just put the food on the ground. There's no point. What's the point of this tray? If you designate it to use as a tray, even though there are no legs on it, okay, that machshava now gives it the status of a kli once again. It's Mekabel Tumah. Not so when it comes to the safsal. A safsal has a seat that's a thickness of a tefach or more. The legs fall off. Everybody knows you can use it to sit on. Okay, maybe a little bit lower than it was, but people sit on those things on the ground. And therefore, even though you're close to the ground, it's at least a tefach. There's some height to it at least. You don't need a machshava for that to happen. One other point is that we've mentioned, we spoke about mats a lot, tumas medras. And by the way, that's the type of tumah we're speaking about. It comes to a safsal, is that it's mekabel tumas medras because people sit on it, people may lie on it. And back to the Mishnah Nida in the sixth perek, according to the Mishnah, once it's mekabel tumas medras, it's mekabel other types of tumah as well. well. So when it came to other mats, let's say, mats made out of reeds, which we spoke about lying on, they didn't need to be a tefach thick in order for the mekabel tuma. And the Chazon Ish explains why that is. V'hadiba inan gova tefach, that which we require to be a tefach, and once the legs fall off, to be mekabel tuma, dafto bikisa. That's like when it comes to a chair or comes to a bench. Aval oruma pats, we speak about leather or a mat, hamyuchadin l'shotchan al aretz, where they're designated. Their purpose is to spread them on the ground, v'leishav aleihen, and sit on them when they're on the ground. Af be'ein b'hem gova tefach, even though they don't have a height of a tefach, tamein. They're the mekabel tuma. And that is the basic principle of kol fi tashmish. It's all about the utility. How do you normally use it? That will tell us when it has the status of a kli and when it does not.